with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now in studio, the star of the new sitcom 9JKL, actor Mark Feuerstein. How are you, man?
I'm so happy to be here. This is awesome.
Good to see you. So when I saw the sitcom being advertised in his promos, hey, there's my buddy Mark. So you stayed busy because I know you had a heck of a run.
We did 8 years of Royal
eight
Pains.
8 years, that's right.
We shot in Long Island, and while we were shooting, my wife and kids were here in L.A., but I, to save money, lived in the apartment that my parents own right next to the apartment that I grew up in.
So smart. Wow.
So I was living in 9K. They lived in 9J. Every morning, my father would come in his tidy whities and go, hey, Mark, what do you want for breakfast? You want eggs? You want French toast?
Yeah.
And every night after a 15-hour day, my mother would be waiting by the door. The second my fingers hit the doorknob, she'd whip it open and go, hey, Mark, you want to come in for a salad?
Yeah.
And I would sit with her for, you know, a half hour and discuss the day's events and count the number of blocks she walked and listen to who she ran into on Madison Avenue.
Then
there was this period of 2 years where my brother, his wife, and their baby lived in 9L on the other side. So, you know, I had baby crap in my apartment. Anyway.
Hence 9JKL.
9JKL is based on that time in my life.
Oh, that's so cool. And I can totally relate because I'm a big family guy and I've got like my mother-in-law staying with me and my mom and dad are always over. By the way, I like it. I love having my parents around, but
if you saw it through the lens of someone who's trying to find love, you already have.
Yes.
Or someone who's like an actor still scrambling to find a role.
Then it could be a monkey wrench.
When his parents show up at his meeting with a director or in the middle of his date, his father shoves a piece of melon down his date's throat.
Right.
You can see how that would be a problem.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's so cool. So did you write?
My wife and I created it. So it's made about my family by my new family.
Look at that.
My wife is a writer, a brilliant writer. Her name is Dana Klein. She wrote for Friends.
Oh, wow.
For Fresh Off the Boat. She had a show on CBS for a while.
Oh, so she's very lucky, very talented,
to have it built into my family. But
yeah, look at
she's
that.
She's amazing. Well,
very clever there. Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. And yet again, keeping it in the family.
Yeah.
So who else is in the cast?
So we got all of our first choices. We got Linda Lavin to play my mother, Elliot Gould to play my father.
Awesome.
And my brother is played by, I don't know if you ever met David Walton, who was on About a Boy and New Girl.
Okay.
He's so handsome and so funny. My brother is lucky that he's being played by David Walton. Let me just say that.
That's great. And is your wife the showrunner?
She's the showrunner. Yeah, I mean, we run it together, but she's running the writer's room. So she's the showrunner.
And how do you like that dynamic? Have you worked with her before?
We have not killed each other yet, which is to my great relief and surprise.
Yeah.
She's amazing. I mean, she keeps track of 5 episodes at any given time. One's in outline, one's in just a paragraph, one is in script form, and she's got it all in her head, and she's running a writer's room of 12 writers. I show up. I mean, I just came from there, and I'll go back there right when we're done. It's only like 5 minutes away.
Where are you guys shooting the show?
CBS Radford.
Oh, it's the best lot. I love it.
Yeah. It's a great lot. We love shooting there. We have stage 2 is where we make the show, and building 2 is where all of our offices are.
Right.
It's like our little complex, and my kids come to tapings, and we have director's chairs with their names on it. It's really a dream come true. It's amazing.
I bet they did Seinfeld. There's so many great
shows.
Yeah,
we are on our stage. They shot Mary Tyler Moore, Roseanne, and That 70s Show.
Look at that.
Yeah, so good karma there.
Good karma. And how do you like the transition being back here now to LA after spending so much time, like for good?
Well, I mean, when I was shooting in New York for 8 years straight, 5 to 6 months of the year, I was flying back to LA. I had more miles than George Clooney in that movie Up in the Air.
Right.
I was like concierge key. It was great for my miles, but horrible for my life.
Right.
And
it's taxing. It's tiring. Yeah.
It's a lot to fly home every weekend. For the first few years, every weekend. Then it was every other weekend.
Sure.
And when I was directing an episode, it would be like once every 3 weeks.
Right. Honey, I'll see you next month.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. But I don't miss that. I'm so happy that at the end of a long day, I see my kids. I get to put them to bed. It's crazy. I mean, our weekends are not fun. We are reading scripts and I'm learning my lines and we're trying to get in time with the kids. I mean, there was this one moment where my wife and I were writing at the kitchen table. And we said, Addie, we just need 15 minutes. So she goes over and she writes a note to us at the kitchen counter. We come back to her and we read it. It says, Dear Mom and Dad, your show's not funny. You're not funny. It's enough with writing. Come play with me right now.
She's funny.
She's funny. The funniest person I know, by the way.
How old are the kids now? How many again?
3 kids, 11, 9, and 8. Lila, Frisco, and Addie.
Wow. And that 11, 9, and 8. That's great. And that is a... That's a busy household right there. That's a lot of energy.
It's very busy. There's like soccer games all weekend.
Yeah.
We have campouts right now. So I had to like go to a campout at El Capitan State Beach and leave them with a friend's parents.
Yeah.
So I could go learn my lines in the woods for like 3 hours. We have another camp out. This is what raising children in California is like.
Yeah, working
we have another
parents.
Camp out this Friday. I'll be packing up the car. We'll do a run through. I'll sit for the network notes and then the kids will meet me there and we'll hop in the car and we'll drive and I'll pitch a tent and we'll do all the, you know, cooking, but I will have to sneak off to learn my lines, which is kind of brutal.
Good for you, but that's inspirational.
But it's great.
Be able to have it all essentially, the family. And
no,
then
I love every part of it.
That's great.
And there's a part of me that loves nailing it. So when it all comes together and I get it all in, it's great. When it doesn't, it's horrible.
Right, exactly. And the parents are still in New York.
My parents are in New York, but they, because it's loosely based on my family, have been part of the promotional machine for the show.
So they've been coming out?
So we did Rachel Ray together. My father was on Rachel Ray with me, making his mother's spaghetti. And we had like a schmooze and schmear at 9K in New York, the actual apartment where we had like a bunch of reporters come. And
you were raised there, you said, right?
I was raised in New York. Yeah, I grew up on the Upper East Side.
No, but I'm saying in that complex?
In that apartment. Yeah, that's
in that
where I grew up,
wow,
in 9K.
Cool.
And and my parents are actually in an episode that's coming up in the next couple of weeks.
That's great, man. I love that. I love seeing it. Like, good for you. That's cool.
No, it's great. They were very proud. There have been awkward moments. Like in the pilot, there was this moment where my mother's yelling at my brother, "You don't like to visit with me." And I yell back at her, "Neither do I." Yeah. And then they yell, "Cut." And I run to my mother, who's in the front row. And I'm like, "Ma, of course I love to visit.
Right.
I'm visiting with you. It's my favorite moment of the day. It's just, we're trying to be funny for a TV show."
Yes. And your parents, what? They've been together how many years now?
Oh, my God. They've been married, I think it's something like 40 years, 45 years.
Okay.
We're in there.
It's the same as my mom and dad. We're rare.
Yeah, it's amazing to have parents who stay together that long.
I don't
know
how my mom put up with them, but somehow they're still
it's incredible. I mean, to have that example, you know?
Exactly.
And that no matter what, we stay together and we will work through it. It's a real model for me and my wife. And we need it right now when things get tough and we're working hard and we're burning the candle at both ends.
Yeah.
But her parents are together too, thank God, which is great.
Oh, look at that. That's awesome, man.
And my father's turning 80 this December and we're all going away together. My brother, his wife, their kids, my wife. It's going to be like a 9JKL reunion.
Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah.
Where are you guys going?
We're going to Nevis, to the Four Seasons in Nevis. It's like St. Kitts. Oh. It might have all been destroyed by the hurricane, so I'm not sure it's still there.
It's Caribbean,
but assuming it's still there, we're going to be there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fun. Hey, I don't know if we've ever talked about this before, but you wrestled, right?
Yes.
You wrestled?
Did you?
Yeah, I grew up wrestling.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, where did you wrestle?
I wrestled here in California.
I didn't realize wrestling was like a thing here.
It's a big thing here.
Okay,
it's
so I wrestled in New York. I was the New York private school state champ.
Get out of here.
Yeah,
at
158 pounds.
Good for you. 158?
Yeah.
Those guys are beasts.
I know. I
wrestled 160, which, by the way, I didn't want to cut to 152.
Okay.
My parents didn't let
me. So you were big, too.
Yeah, I did pretty well. I did pretty well growing up and
Public school, was it public school?
Yeah, I went to public school.
Much harder, by the way.
Yeah. Like, so I didn't know they had private school state championships.
Yeah, it's like five Jews staring at each other. Jimmy, you want to wrestle? No, thanks. I'm good. I have allergies. So
wait,
that's who I beat.
That has to be incorporated to the show. I will love that episode.
Yeah, we should. There are guys who like still live in that mindset where you run into them at a bar. They're like, "Hey, man, I saw. I remember when you took states." And I'm like, "Hey, man, turn the page. Like, move on." That was a long time ago.
That's funny I just said, because a Jewish friend of mine, he was telling me about this. What the hell is the name? Maccabee Games?
Yes, I tried out for the Maccabee
Games. The Maccabee Games, for those who are not familiar, correct me if I'm wrong, it's sort of like the Jewish Olympics, right?
It is. It takes place in Israel. So you try out in your various home city.
Yeah.
And they have them all over the country. They're based on Judah the Maccabee was the great warrior in Jewish history.
Yeah.
That's what Hanukkah celebrates, is Judah the Maccabee.
Yeah.
And so the Maccabee Games, I think, is what they're called.
Yeah, Maccabee
Games. They take place in Israel, and all the great Jewish athletes you grew up with like get to go there. Like my buddy Teddy Frischling played for the USA in the Maccabee Games.
Yeah.
And I tried out at Hunter College, I remember. And, you know, there's all these moments where you're like a big fish in a little pond, and then you're suddenly in the big pond. That moment was one of them where I got my ass handed to me. And then at the Nationals, I went to Nationals, and I won my first match to a guy from Gonzaga from D.C. Then I wrestled a freshman from New Jersey, from the Petty School, and he wiped the floor with me. And I realized, okay, there's a bigger pond out here.
Good for you, though. I always say it's the most incredible sport, too. Individual sports, I mean, It teaches you not only to be physically tough too, but mentally tough. The discipline.
Yes,
the
it's focus. Just you and that other
That's
guy on
it.
The mat.
Completely
and
vulnerable.
You're, like your adrenaline is yeah. pumping. I mean, 6 minutes, right?
Yeah.
The most exhausting six
exactly.
minutes you'll ever spend. Did you ever watch Vision Quest?
Of like, course. Loudon Swain.
Loudon Swain.
Are you kidding me? Matthew Modine yep. was awesome. Awesome soundtrack too.
I love
awesome
that sound. You know the name of the character.
Of course.
That's
of course.
Awesome.
Hey, even though Private School Champion, I still give you props.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. I'll take it. And we'll go after this.
Yeah,
that's 6 minutes.
What are the kids going to be following?
So they made their own costumes this year, which I was really proud of them. Not because of my wife and I, who have no time for that.
Yeah, yeah.
But our dear friends, the Wallaviches, who my kids go to school with, the mother known is amazing, and she bought all the materials and all the fabric. So they're candy bars. Lila is a Milky Way, and Addie is a Snickers,
okay.
and Frisco is like some ghoul from I don't know what movie. He's just like a scary dude with this mask. And
he didn't want to be the candy bar.
He didn't want to be a candy bar. No. They're enough. Very cute candy bars. He's terrifying.
Got it. That's cool. All right, before I let you go, quick questions, quick answers, all right?
Yep.
Go-to karaoke song.
Oh, Sherry.
Steve Perry.
Yeah.
We're a lot alike, Mark.
Thanks,
I get you. I dig it.
I'm honored.
Last show you binged watched?
The OA.
Oh, which one is that?
That was on Netflix.
Yeah,
I
heard
of it.
It
was Britt Marling, I think is her name. She created it.
Yeah.
And it was way out there. Very like
good,
sci-fi, but in the spirit of like Stranger Things.
Okay.
Which is another one I've binged watched recently.
Yeah.
Love.
New season coming up.
I know, I'm psyched.
Celebrity crush growing up.
Ooh, Heather Thomas.
I actually know Heather Thomas.
She's
Wait
married
a
to a very important lawyer in Santa Monica. They live in a huge house.
She had a sister,
on
right?
San Vicente.
Didn't
I don't
she
know.
Have a sister that was an actress?
I just remember there was a poster of her in a
yeah.
pink bikini. Every kid my
yeah,
age
yeah, yeah.
had
oh,
that in their,
yes.
on their camp bunk wall.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that name in a while. Last one, time travel destination.
Oh, man, you know what? This is going to be a little nerdy. But I would kill to go back to Shakespeare's time and watch those plays done in that time.
Okay.
See that.
See it done. All right. Well, I always enjoy when you come by, man. Thanks and congrats on the
so
show.
So great to see you, Mario. Thank
the
you for having me.
The name is 9JKL. It airs on Mondays, CBS. You can follow him on Twitter, @ Mark Feuerstein. Thanks for coming by, brother. Let's
hey,
take
man.
A pic.
Thank you. On with Mario Lopez.